I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Taliban's supreme leader made his intentions clear last night on a special Eid al-Adha radio message. He said, and we're quoting here, "Today we can implement the true orders of Islam. We will not accept any obstacle or global pressure." So far, Afghanistan's de facto government only stays true to claims like these. In June of 2022, the Taliban said it protects the religious and civil rights of all minorities in Afghanistan. And yet, that hasn't been the case. Stand by Afghan Christians through Voice of the Martyrs USA. Meanwhile, have you ever wondered what it's like to be a Christian under the Communist Party in China? Well, it's complicated. For example, some believers have reported concerns that the Chinese government might alter Bibles in order to promote pro-Chinese or pro-communist agendas. However, Bibles for China says that's not the case for their team's Bibles. As the church in China navigates current and future restrictions, pray they'll rely on Jesus to guide them in wisdom and truth. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, I'm Ruth Kramer.